Welcome to HCS Talks. I'm your host, Superintendent of Hampton City Schools, Raymond Haynes. I'm happy to be back for a third season of HCS Talks. Our aim is to educate, inform, and entertain not only our local community, but also listeners beyond. Each episode explores a range of topics, including education, student achievement, and the efforts of our teachers, support staff, parents, and community partners. We will also highlight various programs, initiatives, and more, providing valuable and insightful content for everyone. To our loyal listeners, thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, thank you for joining us. We hope you will stay tuned and continue listening to HCS Talks. This week is an exciting time for Hampton City Schools, and we welcomed back over 19,000 students for the new school year. So I thought it would be fitting to stop by a few of our schools and sit down with several of our students. Our first stop is Captain John Smith Elementary School. I am sitting here with Genesis Surin, did I pronounce that right? And Trinity Alexander, who are our fifth graders here at Captain John Smith. Thank you for joining me here this morning, Trinity and Genesis. So I want to start off by asking you my first question. Did you have a good summer break?
Yes.
What was so good about it?
I got to play because, and I also got to go out of town because for my birthday.
When was your birthday?
July 19th.
And how old did you turn on July 19th?
10.
10. So where did you go out of town, Trinity?
What did you say?
Where did you go? You said you went out of town.
Well, I think it was North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yes.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Genesis, what did you do over the summer?
I went to Florida. I went to Busch Gardens and Water Country. It was really fun and exciting.
Had you been to Florida before?
Yeah.
So you have family in Florida?
No.
Just went for vacation. Busch Gardens. Have you been to Busch Gardens before too, Trinity?
Yes.
Do you all ride the roller coasters?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I ride all of them.
You're not afraid of any of those rides?
I don't scream on rides.
How about you?
No, I don't scream on rides. One time I thought I was about to fall out because my seatbelt wasn't on tight enough and it was a slingshot ride. So I'll go back and then I'll go up. And it was high, so I was above the building.
So you weren't afraid at all?
No.
So I was asking you, both of you, before we started the podcast, if you've been here since kindergarten. Genesis, you said you came here in what grade?
Second grade.
Second grade. And you came here at Trinity when?
Pre-K.
Pre-K. So you've been here since preschool. So how does it feel to be fifth graders on the campus now?
It feels weird.
How so?
Because it's like I'm about to leave.
You're about to leave? So it's like you've been here since you were 3 or 4 years old, and now this is your last year prior to going to middle school. How does it feel for you, Genesis?
I'm really excited, but nervous at the same time.
Can you believe, I didn't tell you this before we started, that I actually went here as a child?
You did?
What your eyes get so big for? Like that is so hard to believe. I was here from kindergarten on through sixth grade. Back when I was here, it was kindergarten through sixth grade, and then we went to something called junior high instead of middle school. So after I left Captain John Smith, I went on to, it's Kilgore now, but it used to be Spratly Junior Highs, 7th, 8th, and 9th. So this is my elementary school. My brothers and sisters and I, we all went here. Is that hard to believe?
Yes.
Why?
Because.
Because what?
Because it's hard.
Why? Because what? Because I'm grown now?
Yes.
Well, old.
Grown. Yeah. And also, they had a sixth grade. Now they took it away. Now it's only a fifth grade.
But you're sixth grade, you now go to middle school. So you get to go to middle school. I was here from kindergarten through sixth grade. Do you find that hard to believe, Genesis, that I went here kindergarten through sixth grade?
Kind of, because it's hard to believe that this school has been around for a long time.
Yes, I went here in, let's see, it would have been the 70s, 1970. Are you laughing?
No.
1976 through probably maybe 1982 or so.
This school is that old? What
in the world? Yes. It was here before. It was open before I came. So it was open long before 1976. Yes, it has been around for quite some time. So, how's the first day of school going? Since we're going to move past how old the school is and how old I am. How's the first day of school going for you?
It's going good.
What makes it? Why is it going so well? Tell me what's going good for you.
It's going good because I like my teacher, and also I love my classroom.
What's your teacher's name? Let's give him or her a shout out while we're up here.
Miss Rush.
Miss Rush?
Yes.
And who do you have, Genesis?
Miss Walker.
Miss Walker. So first day of school is going well for you, or how's it going?
It's going good. I really like my teacher, and it's our last year here, so we have to make it count.
Outstanding. So how did you feel walking into school this morning?
I was scared. I really did not want to get on the bus.
Why? Because of all that sleep and fun you were having over the summer?
Yes. And also, there was nobody I knew on that bus.
What?
I knew nobody.
As a fifth grader, you didn't know anyone on that bus? How about you, Genesis? How did it feel for you walking into school this morning?
I was pretty nervous, but now I'm not. I'm really excited.
Back into the swing of things. So what's something that you are excited to learn this year, learn or do this year?
Science.
What about science?
I want to do science because, like, I've did it since third grade, and I want to make more things.
Things like what?
Experiment.
Make maybe more experiments.
Like maybe slime or something.
How about you, Genesis? What's something you're excited to learn or do this year?
I'm excited to do science too.
Science? Is that both of your favorite subjects?
Well, my favorite is math, but it's going to get harder, so I'll switch to science.
Well, if it's your favorite, I think that you will rise to the challenge and probably conquer math like you've been doing all along. So it's good that you all have an interest in science and math as well. How about you, Genesis? What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is probably reading.
Why?
Because I think that I'm pretty good at it, and I like reading.
When you read a lot, it helps you become more creative. It also helps you become a better writer as well. So that's a good hobby and a great subject to be passionate about. It will take you very far in life. What? Do you have a goal for yourself as a fifth grader this year?
Yes.
What is it?
To stay out of drama.
To stay out of drama?
Yes.
Did your parents talk to you about staying out of drama, Trinity?
Yes.
Do you have experience in being in drama in the past? Or?
Yes. A lot in fourth grade.
So you've learned from that?
Yes.
So you're going to be drama-free this year?
Yes. Because last year, they said if you come back to my office, you're going to get field day taken away. That was Ms. Vaughn, the counselor.
But you did have your field day, right?
Yes.
So you managed to stay out of drama for that period of time where you had to benefit and have a great experience with your field day.
Yes.
So from that, and over the summer, you remained drama-free over the summer, did you? You thinking too long.
I think so, yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Genesis, do you have a goal for yourself as a fifth grader?
Yes, to have a drama-free year and to pass all of the SOLs.
Drama-free year and pass all of your SOLs. That's a great goal. Great goals to have. Now, I didn't ask you this. I know you're going to go through your fifth grade year and finish strongly here at Captain John Smith, home of the, what's your mascot?
The Sharks.
The Sharks. Used to be the Seagulls when I was here.
A Seagulls? What's that?
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time, but I like the Sharks better. It was the Seagulls when I was here. So, what middle school are you planning to attend next year?
I don't know yet.
What middle school do you want to attend?
I want to be gifted.
You want to be gifted? You want to go to the gifted center? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
How about you, Genesis?
I really want to go to Kilgore this year.
All right. So Kilgore Gifted Center is the goal that the two of you have in terms of when you transition on to middle school. So tell me, what makes Captain John Smith a special place to go to school?
We have a good counselor.
And what's your counselor's name so you can give him or her a shout out?
Miss Vaughn.
Miss Vaughn. What makes Miss Vaughn so good?
She will listen to you and she'll tell you what's wrong or why it's wrong.
She'll tell you not just what's wrong, but why it's wrong and help you to make better choices.
Yes.
And that is, I guess Miss Vaughn is going to help you be drama-free this year?
She helped me do that last year.
So you plan on relying on her again this year to ensure, Trinity, that you remain drama-free your fifth grade year. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
I want to come back and check on you to make certain that you hold true to that. Is that okay? So, Genesis, what makes Captain John Smith so special to you?
I think this school is really special because I think we have amazing teachers at this school, and it's just really coming. It's really fun in general, and I love going here.
Make learning fun, and you feel like you're a part of the Shark family, right? That is fantastic. So, my last question. What advice would you give to a new student starting at Captain John Smith today?
Stay out of drama. There's a lot of it here.
Stay out of drama. Well, sometimes you can find drama. It's not necessarily that there's a lot. Sometimes you can just go over to where the drama is, right?
Well, the drama comes to you.
It does. Do you have any siblings, brothers or sisters?
Yes.
Older or younger?
Younger. All of them are younger.
Sisters and brothers?
Yes.
Do they attend Captain John Smith? Any of them?
Only my sister.
Okay. What grade is she in?
Third.
Third. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have three.
Three? Older or younger?
I have two older and one younger.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Genesis.
He's two and he's planning on going to Captain John Smith, too.
And then you have some older siblings?
Yes.
What school?
They're in the military.
Okay.
They already left college.
All right. So what advice, Genesis, would you give to a new student starting at Captain John Smith?
Really, I would say it's really fun if you stay, just make sure to be nice to all your teachers, focus and listen to them, and make sure to get out of trouble.
That is some great advice. Great advice indeed. You two, I have enjoyed talking to you this morning. I think just from having this conversation and knowing a little bit about you, you're already coming up to be what we consider the profile of an elementary scholar. So we look at how you will shape up as you get ready to leave fifth grade and go on to middle school. But you two represent what the Smith Sharks are all about, and I certainly thank you for your time this morning. I had a lot of fun. You didn't freeze up on me like I thought you might. You were very talkative and very engaging. I enjoyed having the time here with you this morning, and I enjoyed meeting you as well. Y'all ready for a great school year?
Yes.
Yes? I'm going to come back and check on you throughout the year and check with Mrs. Branchling to ensure that you are going to hold true to your word and staying drama free. How's that?
Good.
All right.
Good.
So again, thank you, Genesis and Trinity, for sitting down with me. I wish you a successful school year, and I look forward to visiting Smith soon to check on you. And to our listening audience, stay tuned as we head over to Sims Middle School today. Thank you for listening to HCS Talks. Here with us, we have Elijah Cox and Aura Mae Deems, who are just starting their final year in middle school. They are eighth graders at Sims Middle School. Thank you for joining us, Elijah and Aura Mae.
No problem.
So let's start off by telling me a little bit about yourself. Who wants to start?
Ladies first.
Aura Mae.
My name is Aura Mae. I'm an eighth grader. I take geometry, math, and I'm in Spanish 2. I have a lot of friends, and I think I'm pretty talkative as a person.
Pretty talkative. So you have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Have you been here since sixth grade?
Yes, I have.
What elementary school did you attend?
I went to Langley Elementary School.
Leopards. Were you at Langley from kindergarten through fifth grade?
No, I was there from fourth to fifth.
So where were you before Langley?
California.
California? What part of California?
We lived in Bakersfield.
So what brought you here to Virginia?
My oldest brother lived here because he was in the Navy, and my family decided to move.
Do you like it here?
Yes.
Better than California?
Yeah, a lot.
That's the right answer. You still have family in California?
Yeah, we have like family and friends there.
How often do you go back and visit?
We actually haven't went back there since like 2021, but my dad lives out there, so maybe I'll go back and see him sometime.
So you said your oldest brother. Do you have any other siblings?
Yes, I have 5 other siblings.
Are they?
They're all older than me. I'm the youngest.
Oh, okay. So do they spoil you?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. Elijah, tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself, sir.
My name is Elijah. I am at Benjamin Sims Middle School. I'm a rising eighth grader.
Rising eighth grader. Have you been here since sixth grade?
Yes, sir.
What elementary school did you attend?
At first, I attended Bassett, and second, I attended Langley.
So you two know each other from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Langley. So you at Bassett from what, K through 4?
Nah, K through 2nd.
K through 2nd. And then you went over to Langley from there. So this is your 8th grade year. What high school will you be going to?
I'm going to Phoebus.
Phoebus? Do you know what academy you want to be a part of?
I want to be in law enforcement, like a lawyer or something like that. So I want to be like in whatever academy specializes in that.
All right. How about you, Elijah?
I'm going to Phoebus.
Phoebus as well? You know what academy you want to be
a electrician. I try to be an electrician.
Okay.
Or for sports.
So you two will transition on to Phantom Country together.
Yes, sir.
Plan on being in any extracurricular activities while you're there?
Sports-wise, yes.
For me, I think sports like volleyball and then maybe drama club.
You play volleyball now?
Yes.
For Sims?
Yeah, I've played since sixth grade.
Are you any good?
Yeah.
Are you very good?
I would say so. We almost brought back the championship last year.
Did you make it to the championship?
Well, yeah, we did, but we lost against the team.
Okay. All right, so you're coming back even stronger this year.
Yes.
So what's your sport of choice?
Same. Volleyball and football.
Volleyball and football. Do you have a favorite or just both?
Volleyball. I'm winning right now.
Okay.
I like volleyball a lot.
I love volleyball when I was your age, and I still like it. I just don't think I could be as good as I was back when I was your age, nor do I have the athletic skill that I once had at one point in time. So you said drama, too.
Yeah, because I have been, like, in drama club, but it's been, like, colliding with my sports. Mm-hmm. So I've just been doing volleyball instead.
Do you sing, dance, or?
No, not really. I mean, I do karaoke with my sister sometimes.
You're pretty good at it.
I guess so.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Probably something by Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay. How about you, Elijah? You do anything with drama, sing, no, dance, sir. Or anything? No. Write poetry or?
No.
Just volleyball?
No, volleyball, just sports for the most part. Most part.
You tried baseball?
Nah, I should get into that since I'm quarterback.
Yeah, that would be good. How about golf?
I like fishing.
Fishing? Like fishing. Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Who do you normally go out fishing with?
Buckrow. I used to go out. But I go with my uncles, though.
Out Buckrow?
Yeah.
What is the biggest fish you've caught?
Not really big, like this little big. Nah, I
ain't. Did you cook it?
Nah, I threw it back.
Threw it back. All right. So, how does it feel walking into your final year of middle school?
For me, I think it's exciting because I know, like, most of the people, and since, like, most of the kids have been here since sixth grade with me, I know most of them. And also, I feel like I'm, like, the oldest of the school, so it's, like, kind of exciting. And also, being an ambassador, like, we get to, like, help the little kids sometimes.
Well, I get back to that. How about for you, Elijah? How does it feel walking to your final year?
It's amazing. I like it, actually. All right. I feel like a leader when I walk in here sometimes.
Like the seniors of the group.
Yes,
now.
Sir.
So you'll go all the way back to being a freshman next year.
Yeah, back to basics training.
Yes, yes. So are you an ambassador, too?
Yes, sir.
So talk to me about your training with the ambassador program and your experience with that so far.
It's good. It's okay. I like it. Mm. I mean, it's more of like being a leader. So okay. It trains you like a leading, especially if you have like a job. So it's like your boss.
Okay.
On the open house, like with the sixth graders, when we had helped them, we showed them around and stuff. And it is, like he said, being a leader and just like, I guess sometimes I think of it like as being a teacher, you know, like being the assistant and like showing the kids around and doing stuff like that.
And then they have a chance to look up to you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You're the eighth graders and you know all about the school. You can talk to them about how to get around and the history about it and the teachers and what the climate and culture is like here as well. So you are good ambassadors for the school as a whole. And that's something that we take pride in and making certain we have great representation for our schools.
Thank you.
So what's something you're most looking forward to as an eighth grader this year?
Development as a person.
Talk a little bit more about that, Elijah. I like that.
Just growing up.
All right.
Just growing up as a person is maturing as I go to ninth grade.
Just preparing yourself to transition on to high school. And we have what is called, and I'm sure they'll show it to you if you haven't already seen it. There's an expectation that we create these profiles of a middle school scholar. So by the time you leave eighth grade, there are certain things we're expecting you to be successful with or be able to accomplish. And hopefully when your teachers or your counselors go over that with you, you'll feel as though we prepared you to be that profile of a middle school scholar. How about you, Orme?
I feel like the thing I'm most excited for about being an eighth grader is like a lot of the events we do. Like we have school dances and they said there's like signature experiences and stuff like that we can do. And along with what he said, like just growing as a person and maturing, that is something I look forward to do.
Well, you all seem pretty mature right now and pretty wise at this phase in your life. So I could see why they chose the two of you to serve as ambassadors for Sims as well. So when you think back to your time in sixth and seventh grade, what's one memory that really stands out?
Watching the people around me grow.
Watching the people around you grow. Talk a little bit more about that, Elijah.
It's more of like my friends seeing how young they were and see how they look and how they talk and how they act.
Voice changing.
Yeah, like maturity, getting older.
Yes, and getting taller.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Oh, that's amazing. And you all are continuing to grow, so be interested to see how much more you'll grow from this year to the end of this school year and then even once you go into summertime and then go into high school and watch how you grow and mature from that aspect as well. Rame, how about you?
I think like looking back and seeing like the friends I had in sixth grade compared to like this year, and you might not be friends with the same people.
So your friend group sort of changed?
Yeah, changes? Like the people you surround yourself with will change over time and you'll like realize things like, oh, I don't want to be around that person. and things like that.
So you have to have some good intuition as well. I mean, you look at the group of folks that you hang around, oftentimes it will determine how far you will go, too, because you want to surround yourself with folks who are aspiring to do great things and will lift you up as well. So you have to always keep that in mind. So would you say that your circle has gotten bigger or smaller, or it's just changed?
I feel like it changed, but it's also gotten bigger over time because I surround myself with people who I think they like inspire me to do better. And like, I feel like the people I hang around with now are different than the people I used to hang around with in sixth grade.
They inspire you to do better, and they want you to be successful, and they push you to do better as well. And those are the types of folks you want to continue to surround yourself with. And then as you go on and talk more, I want to stay connected to you all, not just about this podcast. I'm going to come back and check on you throughout the year. As you go on and look at things that you may be interested in doing as you go into high school and choose an academy, and then think about what you want to do for college, career, and life, we want to make certain you have opportunities to speak to folks who are in those fields. So if you're interested in being an electrician or whatever the case may be, we'll have you talk to an electrician or an engineer or whatever the case is, so that you'll have firsthand information about the path that person took, what school or trainings they went to, and any roadblocks or who they even surrounded themselves with to make certain they got to where they needed to be. Is that making sense?
Yes, sir.
That's part of what we talk about when we talk about the portrait of a Hampton graduate and those signature experiences I think you mentioned as well. You'll hear that phrase, the me I see is the me I'll be, and that means simply if you're aspiring to be a teacher or even a superintendent, have you in front of a superintendent or teacher and talk about his or her experiences and the road or the path it takes to get you there. So do you have any goals for yourself before moving on to high school? We'll come back to you, Elijah. How about you, Orme?
As I move on to high school, like during my eighth grade year, I want to like pass all my SOLs and tests and stuff like that. And I feel like this year I want to get like straight A's in all of my like in semester one and semester two, and try and make all of like the assemblies that we have here for getting good grades.
Wow. Honor roll assemblies, perhaps national junior. It's National Junior Honor Society, right?
Yeah.
Are you already in it?
I'm not in it. I got, like, selected, but I didn't, like, write the essay in the deadline.
Okay. You have another opportunity this year? Or is it too late?
I'm unsure of that.
Okay. Elijah?
I feel like just learning more, because I feel like last year I ain't learned a lot more. I feel like I can learn more. It's more like that.
Too. Yeah. What you need to learn and prepare yourself. As you think about it, I know, Orme, you say you're taking geometry and Spanish, too. So those are high school credit courses. So you go into high school with already some high school credits under your belt. Elijah, are you taking any of those classes that give you high school credits?
No, sir.
Not yet. But you'll be well prepared as you move on to Phoebus High School as well. So, like you said, you focus on making certain that you get the most out of your education and learning.
Definitely.
And as you grow as well and further prepare yourself. We mentioned the academies already. You are familiar that you will go into a particular academy at a high school and what that means. You know what that means?
Yes, sir.
So what are you most curious or excited about when it comes to choosing an academy in high school?
I think for me it's like learning new stuff and seeing new people and like surrounding myself with new people as well. And also like learning like what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Great points.
Following after what she said, learning new things and exploring more new hobbies. It's more like that. I like things.
And see, one of the things it does as well is it helps you. So if you're interested, tell me again what you said you were
interested in. Electrician.
Lawyer.
Lawyer. So something with law and public safety. So it helps you to see if you get into the academy, particular pathway that speaks to what you're interested in. It helps you to see if this is something you want to further pursue after high school, or you say, hey, I don't think I'm still interested in this, and you might choose a different academy. So it helps you to either further spark your interest or make some adjustments as well. So we're very proud of what we have done to create these academies and pathways to give you all these real world and relevant experiences to further prepare you to move on through high school, making more informed decisions, and then make even more informed decisions as you go on from to college career or preparing for life as a whole. So my last question, what advice would you give to sixth graders to help them make the most of middle school?
I would say make sure you surround yourself with the right people, make sure you pay attention, and always like have fun and like just embrace the time, because time goes by really fast.
Oh, it does. That's great advice. Elijah?
Enjoy while it lasts and embrace it, for real.
Enjoy it while it lasts and embrace it, because it flies by.
Quick.
It most certainly does.
Yeah, it's like literally yesterday I was in sixth grade, and now today I'm in eighth grade. And it's like I didn't expect it to go by that fast.
And soon we'll be a phantom. Can you believe I graduated from Phoebus?
Yeah.
We did. A long time ago? How long ago do you think?
78. No, I get 80s. I get like 84, 85.
Wait, you think he's 85 years old?
No. Graduated in 84, 85. That's better than 78, Elijah. Yeah, I graduated in the late 80s.
Oh, 88?
1988, that's right. Okay. Well, that's a good guess, sir. But thank you, Elijah and Orme, for being a part of our podcast, HCS Talks. I wish you a successful school year this year, and I know that you will make your mark here at Sims and represent Sims as an ambassador and show your strong leadership skills as well. You both certainly have a bright future ahead of you, and I thank you for giving us this time this morning as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, remember, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. As one community, one transformation, we will ensure academic excellence for every child, every day, whatever it takes. We will catch you next week.
Listen to learn more about Hampton City Schools. New episodes of HCS Talks drop on Thursdays. Subscribe and listen to HCS Talks. HCS Talks is a Hampton City Schools production.